how would you deal losing with your sight? One of the primary senses, being able to see the world around us, is never appreciated until it's gone. Normally associated with those older members of society, glaucoma is starting to affect younger and younger people. This week is World Glaucoma Week, and it's designed to raise awareness of this often invisible disease. Advances in technology have also done much in the way of detection and treatment, but when should you start to have checks and who is at risk? Dr. Andrew White from Personal Eyes joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you for asking. So for those who don't know, what exactly is glaucoma?
Glaucoma is a pretty poorly understood disease, unfortunately. It affects 1 in 30,000 babies, about 1 in 500 of the 40-year-olds, and about 1 in 10 and 80-year-olds. And it's an asymptomatic disease where people slowly lose vision, usually from the outside of their vision. If it's affecting your central vision, it's very advanced and too late. It's the leading cause of irreversible blindness in the world, and about 400,000 Australians are affected.
Wow, so that's a pretty big number. But who is most commonly affected with glaucoma?
Okay, well, it is most commonly affected in the older age group, but there's a lot of at-risk factors where people should probably get checked earlier. For example, if you're diabetic, if you're very short-sighted, or if you've got a family history, your risk of having glaucoma yourself is about 10 times that of average.
Wow, okay. And so why are we starting to see younger and younger people be affected by disease? Has that always been the case, or has something changed in the last few decades or so?
No, it's probably always been the case, but as I said, glaucoma is asymptomatic and poorly understood. 50% of the people with glaucoma don't know they have it. I think it's just testing has improved, so people will go and see their optometrist, or they'll go and see someone like myself for a glaucoma check earlier.
Yeah, and so you mentioned that people, you know, live with the symptoms without knowing what they are. What are the symptoms?
Well, for the vast majority of people, until it's far too late, there aren't any symptoms. That's the problem. You just begin to slowly lose vision in the periphery where you're not likely to notice it. There's a very small number of people that have glaucoma where you have very high pressure in the eye or you have inflammation in the eye, and they may see halos around lights. Their eyes might be quite painful or the vision might become intermittently blurry. That's not the majority of people, and that's why we just recommend people, especially those at risk and especially during World Glaucoma Week, to go and get an eye check.
Yeah, and so how often should people get tested?
It depends. Generally, every 1 to 2 years over the age of 40 would be a good recommendation.
Okay, excellent. And you mentioned technology has improved over the last few years. How has it proven? How sort of accurate is some of the testing software in trying to track this disease?
Oh, okay. Well, the basic software, how we tell whether someone has glaucoma or not, there's something called visual field testing. It's a little bit like a computer game where we get you to click a button every time you see a light. Now that testing is getting more refined, it's getting faster and easier to use. But more importantly, the machines that do this tend to be able to talk to each other and predict whether you have glaucoma and if it's getting worse, and if so, how fast.
Wow, this is some pretty amazing stuff there. Well, it is World Glaucoma Week, so make sure you do get checked if you are in that age bracket. Dr. Andrew White, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Mitch.